Hello, Blind Cool Tech. I'm Rebecca Skipper. And this is my first podcast. I'm using a GE headset microphone. And I'm going to introduce myself and discuss a website that offers college textbooks. And they are very accessible using a screen reader. And I look forward to creating more podcasts after this is submitted. I'm a junior at the University of South Florida, and I attend the Lakeland campus in Polk County because this is where I live. And I have been a student at USF for about a year after graduating from a community college. In fact, Polk Community College, if any of you are familiar with Polk County, Florida. My major is interdisciplinary social science. I chose a major that would be broad and interdisciplinary regarding social services, but I'm not pinned down into one area, so I have a lot of options if I pursue graduate training. So I'm very excited about the prospect of graduating next year. And now let's proceed on to another area of interest for me, and that is electronic books, for obvious reasons. I found this website a few years ago while searching for a book, because as many of you know, it's difficult to get a book from the publishers if the text that you need is not available from RFBD and Bookshare.org. Those are great alternatives. But it's nice to have another option if you cannot utilize these services for a particular textbook. SafariX.com is a commercial website that's available to everybody. You have to set up an account, and their books are subscription-based for 150 days. They are very good. Their tech support is great, and their website very friendly to screen readers, and you can navigate their books by section, page, chapter, and there are next and previous buttons that you can use. You know, if you hit F when you're on a web page, it takes you to the various form fields, navigate by heading. It is a duplicate of the print edition of the book, so all page numbers stay intact, from what I can understand, and from what the information on the site says. You can generally expect to pay half of what you would pay for a print book. So if the original print book, the newest version, say, costs $100, so you can expect the subscription price for this book to be about $50, which is not bad. For $50, sometimes you can pay that for a used book that you still have to scan or get a reader for. Adjust my mic here. The only drawback is you cannot keep the book forever. It's not like a download, a subscription. So once your subscription expires, you have to renew it. But you can save bits and pieces of the book. The only restriction is, after viewing a certain percentage of the book and printing some of the pages of the book, a certain percentage of the pages, you wouldn't be eligible for the refund, and I'll explain that. The refund can occur if you're not satisfied with the text for whatever reason, and anyone who buys a book from SafariX.com can have a 2-week subscription. Now, that's great because say if you, generally it's best to try to get your books ahead of time, you know, even 4 to 6 weeks or even earlier if you know what classes you're taking, and say you don't find them from bookshare.org or RFBND, what you can do then is go to the site to see if that book is available, and you can search by author, keyword, publisher, and title. In addition, say you find this book, well, you can, you know, wait a couple weeks before class starts, and then initiate the subscription process, and you can get the book free for 2 weeks before you pay. The website gives all this information. You'll find a lot of the common publishers, such as Pearson Education, Longman, Prentice Hall, O'Reilly, which I think the O'Reilly is a lot of computer books, and some other affiliates. Of other well-known publishers, Hoffman Publisher, I think it's Hoffman Mifflin Publisher, pardon me if I said that incorrectly, but you can find out this information on the website. Again, the website is www.safarix.com. I would encourage anyone who's a college student or deals with college students to check this out. It's a great resource. It's really reasonable. Anyone that's on a budget, like myself, and it's very good alternative even if you're low vision, because you can obviously customize the page and. It's great for anyone sighted or not. I'm hoping that ebooks become more mainstream, because it's, as long as MSAA is not disabled and you're not locked out because of copyright, it's a very good option. Another thing about SafariX that's, I found this nice, it's basically the original book with headings, page number, sections, so you're getting the same book as everyone else would get, and it's like you can have a lot of flexibility as far as when you're on the go. You can read it from any computer provided you have your login name and password, so you can read it from your home, dorm room. Hey, those of you who have a pack mate theoretically in a cellular phone, Bluetooth, could probably even read it in on a bus or something. You know, it's that accessible. Anything that can access HTML, 200 web page, any browser, Firefox, I've never used that, Internet Explorer, anything. It's very, very accessible, very convenient. So, I am very proud of being a member of the podcast community now, and I look forward to hearing your feedback, and contact me if you have any questions. My email address is Becky Skipper, that's Becky Skipper 1982 at msn.com. My AOL screen name is SKIP, that's all lowercase, capital S and that second S is capitalized. 1982 at al.com. Please feel free to add me to your instant messenger clients. I primarily use Windows Messenger, and I just recently installed Skype on my computer, and my Skype name is Becky, BECKY821. And I look forward to hearing from you again, and thank you for the opportunity to post to Blind Cool Tech's podcast site. And I will post the link to SafariX.com on BCT mailing list. Thank you very much.